Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the 1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tab out today. He'll be back on Wednesday. Steven Sirtis, well, Jay Binkley in for Cody Tapp. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the NBA might be doing something that I don't know how this works for. My gambling senses are not liking potentially what could be happening for the NBA when they get going in Orlando. Plus, we'll have Sirtis' Pop Culture Corner. But something we got into a little bit earlier, Bink, was, you know, we're talking professional sports, collegiate sports, and their plans handling this pandemic. Sure. And what they potentially could do and how scheduling is going to work out. But Friday Night Lights, are they going to be seriously impacted by this? We know down in Texas there's a plan. We saw that Mississippi's discussing potentially moving football from the fall into the spring. And so no one better to talk about this and how it impacts our local area than a two-time state champion, head football coach, Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame, Greg Jones from Liberty North High School. Coach, really appreciate you giving us some time. I just wanted to start with, what has this been like for you trying to I guess, piece everything together as a head football coach at the high school level?
It's been a day-by-day process. You know, it's one of those things that you got to stay in the moment, because if you try to look too far ahead, by the time you get there, everything has changed. So it's a very, as everyone's liking to use the word fluid, but it's a very fluid situation in that, you know, one day the rules are this way, and then a week later there's something different. So it's ever-changing.
Coach, how are you going about this with football camp this summer? And I know you had tweeted about Texas maybe changing their things. Do you just go forward? Do you wait till Misha tells you something? That's the high school association, tells you something differently? I mean, as a coach, how does that affect kind of your plans, what you're putting together?
Well, you know, as a coach, it puts you, because, I mean, number one is always the safety of our player. We've got to always be thinking about that, you know. So, number one, you got to make sure you're covering all your bases, that your kids and that your players are safe. And then number two, you know, you got to make sure your staff is safe, because, again, that's the thing that a lot of people don't consider, but obviously your staffs are going to be older than the kids playing. So, you know, there's concerns with them because they're going home to family members. And, you know, you definitely do want them to get up here and get infected and take it to their family. And then some of them have got little kids. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it when you're the head guy, that you're kind of weighing the pressures of all that, because you're trying to take care of kids and you're trying to take care of your staff. But, you know, you got to kind of just go day by day, because, like I said, if you try to go too far in advance, you know, you start thinking, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? But, you know, like I told our guys, that we're just going to attack it day by day, and tomorrow's the first day that we're actually going to be able to do anything football-wise. So, you know, it's going to be fun to get out there and finally do that. But, and you know, and that's the way we got to go with it. It's just, today we can play, so let's go do it. That's got to be the mentality.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, today we can do that. But what are some of these states like Texas, Coach, and what they're thinking about doing? I always look at high school football as, you know, tradition, Friday Night Lights guy. I'm that guy. It's in the fall. That's what I think about. But, you know, you got to think about the recruiting. You know, early signing days in December, second signing days in February. There's a lot of kids where Division I schools maybe want to see a little more tape work from your senior year. And if you played in the spring, that could affect them. We've talked about college football. If they had to move to the spring, Would that affect their going into the NFL? What about the high school level when certain programs want to see more stuff on film? Is it actually feasible to move football to the spring?
No, and I know that, you know, I tweeted something out, and I know I'm one of those guys that, you know, one way or another, we got to get things done because I think we got to, A, take care of the kids, and, B, most importantly, is having a season no matter when it is. Beats not having a season at all because, A, number one, you got some seniors that they're not going to go on to play college ball, so this is it for them. Once they're done with high school, they're not ever playing again. Well, when you get in huge programs like most of Class 6 schools in Missouri, some of them kids don't get to play until their senior year, you know, so they've paid their dues all this time, and now it's their time to actually get out and play Friday Night Lights, and if you don't do it, then it hurts them. As far as the college recruiting, I don't think it hurts. I mean, I know what you're saying about the early signing, but it's better to have some film on the kid and be able to sign him late than not be able to have any film on it. Like if it's a kid, you know, that's a tweener. And, you know, your big-time B1 kids, they usually already know who they are, but it's the kids that are going to an FCS school or that is going to end up at Division II and MIAA or something. You know, those are the kids that maybe don't get to start until their senior year. And, you know, we have a couple of those kids, to be honest with you, but I'm all for the flipping of the seasons. That's my vote, and the only reason I say that is I think it's going to be extremely, extremely hard to follow the guidelines of social distancing and doing all the things they're asking you to do and play football. I mean, those things in football just don't go together. Just for example, like a sideline. You know, we have 137 kids out, just 10 through 12, but usually we dress right at 100. Well, how are you going to spread 100 kids out in the sideline? They're going to be within 6 feet of each other. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Baseball, you can do that. Track, you can do that. Golf, you can do that. Tennis, you can do that. Now, in talking to a lot of coaches, because I spent a lot of time this week on the phone with a lot of guys, because I got tons of buddies in Texas, and actually, there was guys from Mississippi, but the negative of it is if you do flip them and everybody buys into that and then we go into the fall and they shut down fall sports again, well, now the spring sports have lost back-to-back seasons. Mm. And that would be devastating for them, obviously. But, you know, if they were going to shut them down, they're for sure going to shut down football.
Coach, it's interesting hearing this from you because I know, knowing you through the years, what a hardcore football guy you are, a traditionalist that you are. You bleed the sport of football. And to hear you saying this is pretty powerful to me. I mean, I take your word seriously. You're one of the, you know, the best head coaches in this area. When you say something like this, you know, you're a traditionalist and you're okay with it going to spring. That this is what surprised me the most about you.
Well, here's the thing you got to ask yourself. And I think you got three options, that, you know, maybe four max. But number one is, and I don't know if anyone's going to be okay saying this in the public school setting or high school or college setting, is that it's going to be hard to come out and say, we're going to do these things, and if, you know, if we get it, we get it. If we don't, we don't. All right? But you think about how are you going to try to do like the NBA is trying to build a bubble. You're not going to do that in high school, and you're not going to do it in college because of the age of the kids. As soon as they leave here, they're going to go be kids, and they're going to go hang out at the pool. They're going to go do things together. So even though you're trying to keep, you know, your kids from doing all those things, I mean, we've got kids on traveling baseball teams. We got kids on traveling basketball teams. We got kids that are going to college combines. We got kids that are going to college showcases. So no matter what we do here to create this safe environment, they're exposing themselves as soon as they go out there. And the hardest thing to make teenagers understand is that when you come back, you just exposed every one of us that is here. Do you realize that? but at the same time, you know, and not just putting it all on the kids, because you're going to tell your coaches they can't go on vacation. You're going to tell your coaches that have kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like, where do you draw the line in the sand? So you either got to say, we're going to try to protect you 100% the best we can. We're going to clean everything. We're going to sanitize everything. We're going to eliminate, you know, contact for so many periods a day. But on a football team, in a locker room, And out there on that field, you're going to have body-to-body contact. There's just no way. I mean, it's football. So, number one, you say that you're going to deal with that issue if it comes up. Number two is that you're going to flip-flop the sports. And we're going to flip-flop from the fall to the spring, hoping that, you know, they're saying that there's supposed to be a vaccine or something out early in the year, and they're going to have this thing under control, which, you know, everybody's hoping for. Or then number three is that we're just not having a season.
That'd be the worst-case scenario, Coach.
That's worst-case scenario, yes, because, I mean, until you get up here and you're around 400 high school kids, you start thinking in your mind it's hard to go through all the things that, you know, because how are you going to wear a mask and play football? The mask is going to get sweaty. Now you're breathing in sweat and steam. Well, you know, the researchers are saying, well, that's causing people to have pneumonia. Well, I mean, how are you going to put a mouthpiece in and out? Every time you touch something, then you touch that face mask. Now that face mask that you had on is not sanitized anymore. So that's not the answer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just at some point in time, and that's where my problem's been, or my frustration would be a better, is that we got to find these answers sooner than later before, you know, we get up in here and we're doing all these things, because everybody's like us. I mean, they're getting started.
Now, is there, Coach, is there a date, though? Is there a time where you feel like a decision, you know, for the state and the Activities Association and therefore the programs, that a decision has to be made on this season?
You know, the Missouri Football Coaches Association has tried to contact Misha a couple of times, and I get their stance. They're saying that they're not going to be the ones that make the rules when it comes to COVID. They're going to let each you know, each county, the health department in each county is in charge of that, which, you know, I get. But at the same time, you got teams in southern Missouri that's been practicing since June, you know, because they didn't have the restrictions we had because they didn't have the number of cases we had. Well, you've got teams here in the metro that haven't even been allowed in the school building yet. I mean, you're already off to, you know, uneven playing fields to start with.
Coach, that's a lot of good information. And coming from you, I've always liked what you had to say. And talking to Greg Jones here, two-time state champion at Liberty North High School. Couldn't thank you enough, Coach. Thanks for your opinions. Definitely value what you have to say. Thank you.
You bet. And, you know, I'm doing it. We're going to do everything we can. I can tell you right now, I mean, you know me. You know, yep. Been around me long enough. I'm hoping there's a Friday night lights. And, yep. And we're talking on Friday nights after these ball games.
That's right, Coach. Take care, my friend.
That's Greg Jones, Liberty North High School football coach. And, you know,
it's unreal hearing him talk like that. Him being like this is unreal. Because
you would expect him to say, no, we're playing in the fall. It's kind of, you know,
that's who he is.
That's what you would expect. But
he's a football coach, yeah. Man. He's hard-nosed. Let's play ball. But
he also said, right, that we got to find He also said, though, we've got to find a way to play the season. Now, he's saying he thinks spring is the way to do that. But I know there's probably some listeners out there that heard what he was describing, which was, you know, what do we do about the mouthpiece?
Kansas City's at a disadvantage.
What do we do about the mask? And there's a lot of people listening. You know what their thought is? They're like, well, maybe it's just not meant to be. Now, I want football, obviously, for our livelihood, for our jobs. We need sports back. Everybody knows it. But so I think there's probably people listening, and I can understand the thought when they're like, well, if you're telling me all these different things are obstacles, yep. Right? Is it just not in the cards? I know there's people out there that are going to say that.
And here's the thing. And he's right. How are we going to space these guys out? It's impossible to do it. And hearing him talk about play, I mean, this guy's all about Friday Night Lights, man. I mean, I've been talking to this guy for 20 years. Friday Night Lights, baby, Friday at the game. And they hear him talk about, let's move it to spring. Because he's right. What do we do as a coach? And he's right. There are schools in southern Missouri. If Misha, Missouri State High School Athletic Association, is leaving up to the counties, some schools are practicing. As he said, Kansas City Metro schools aren't even allowed to be in the building. That puts them at a competitive disadvantage to other schools, wouldn't you say? I mean, you talk about college football and MLB and all these rules. High school football is a mess right now when they all have different rules to go by. Complete mess. They're all playing by different rules.
I mean, we think college football is tough to figure. I have no clue how these high schools are going to pull it off. I have zero clue. We know there's financial limitations. The testing. I have no idea how high school football gets pulled off.
Some schools have been practicing since June.
Yeah, I think
in Kansas City they're not even letting people in the building.
You know, college football moving in the spring presents plenty of issues. There are some for high school, but not nearly as many. And it sounds weird, but maybe that's what needs to happen, where it's high school football gets moved to the spring. As nuts as
a
that sounds,
a lot of people not thinking about that angle. The high schools.
It's nuts.
Pop Culture Corner.
The UK government is planning to allow small numbers of essential casts and crew to travel to the UK without having to quarantine for 14 days. Movies and TV shows that we're filming in the UK include The Batman. No, I'm excited about that. Dominion,
sure.
The Little Mermaid, Mission Impossible 7, and The Witcher Season 2. All things I'm excited to see. I don't know why those people are exempt from being quarantined for 14 days. You would think they could wait a few more days.
Money, right? I mean, isn't that what this is? I mean,
what's 14 days?
Money? Timelines? I don't know. Yeah, why is it, you know, what kind of money is at stake? Why are there essential cast and crew allowed to travel without having? Now, granted, that's in the UK. I don't know what their numbers are like right now in comparison. I'm sure they're better than what we have. I feel confident saying that, but I don't know what made them decide that group, you know, essential, that the cast members of a movie are essential, that they don't need a quarantine other than money.
Like, what's essential and what's not essential?
Money is all I can come up with. But
those
movies,
about the money.
Out of that group, I didn't know they were making another Jurassic World. I shouldn't be surprised. Mission Impossible 7, you guys know my thoughts on the mission, at least Serta does, on Mission Impossible. More of a Bond guy than Mission Impossible, more of a Bourne guy than Mission Impossible, even though the last Mission Impossible was pretty damn good.
I'm with you. I'm a Bond guy. I haven't really watched that series. To be honest with you, I haven't. I know it sounds weird, but I'm a Bond guy. James Bond.
I also saw it during in the Pop Culture Corner that Tenet, which is a movie that Serta's really looking forward to, that got pushed back again. What, August 17th? Something like that?
I think August 12th.
Yeah, so
August
12th. Carrington was looking.
I mean, it looks good, but Serta's been talking about this like before I even knew it existed.
No, it's going to be incredible.
And it was supposed to open up the theaters in June or July, and obviously things keep getting pushed back.
The real question is, when does it open in Serta's backyard?
He does have the setup. Oh, did you even, over 4th of July, did you utilize that? Did you have?
No, not at all.
No. It was actually pretty, it was hot. It would have been a little toasty, but not rainy. Could have actually pulled off the backyard theater.
Yeah.
The director of Black Widow also confirmed that Florence Pugh is going to take over for Scarlett Johansson as the new Black Widow. Very exciting stuff.
Why are they getting rid of Scarlett Johansson?
Well, you haven't seen Avengers Endgame.
I'm not very good at movies because I was smoked in that movie with Cody Cav. I finished dead last, maybe behind Pete.
For what?
The picking a movie last week. My movie was...
Oh, what were your movies? You guys picked independent or patriotic movies.
Yeah, I picked Midway because that's the one that's about Midway Island fight. I mean, I thought it was... I lost the Sandlot, and I understand there's a 4th of July.
Yes,
yeah, there's a 4th of July scene in it, but I was thinking...
That's why.
I was thinking America. I was thinking war.
Anybody pick independent? Someone
battle.
Picked Independence Day, didn't they?
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I think Pete did.
Yeah, I mean, that probably should have won.
Kramer took Sandlot. Kramer won.
That was a smart pick as well. Yeah, Midway, a lot of people probably haven't seen it.
No,
part of the
it
problem.
Was on
it's,
HBO
it's
last
too
night.
New.
I was thinking about
yeah, it's also not good.
Have you seen it, Serta?
No, I don't need to know.
Wait,
you
haven't seen it?
It looks horrible.
It's
it
like,
looks
it's
worse
like
than
Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
No.
It looks worse
than
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, this is important, Bink. Your thought, Pearl Harbor, yay or nay?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I get crushed. I say Pearl Harbor is a fantastic movie. I get crushed
you
all the time.
You would love Midway.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
You'd like it.
Pearl Harbor, Armageddon. Two movies that don't get respect. That's Serta's pop culture corner.
I'm just sad. My movie, I don't watch many movies, and I did pick out a movie, and I watched it over quarantine, and it's crapped on.
Is there not a show during the last couple months that you just started watching overall?
Yeah, this sounds stupid, but I watched a lot of Log Cabin Living and Extreme RVs. I really want an RV now.
Extreme RVs?
Yes, people tricking out their RVs and stuff, the TVs and stereos. There's something about RVs that really had me interested, you know? The wild.
Is that what you want to do? Is that like? Is that a go like to just drive around?
Yeah, going to the Grand Canyon, whatever. Just seeing everything.
RVs.
Just taking off.
Some
the
of them,
RV.
I mean, some of those are so nice. They're also a
you
fortune.
Social distance yourself. You know, you just the campground.
I said a lot of people for the 4th of July holiday and the vacations. People are going to remote areas.
Yeah, I get really big into RVs for some reason.
I had no idea that show even
existed.
We'll get to what's trending in about 12 minutes, but the NBA might be doing something when they go down to Orlando that I guess I get it, but I don't want it to happen, and selfishly it's for gambling reasons. Okay? So the NBA is considering tape delaying these games in the bubble. And the thought is, well, live mics, no crowd. You can imagine there's going to anybody says, you know, anything anybody says could be picked up, and there's going to be plenty of cursing. And they want to avoid players' bad language in an empty arena. I mean, I guess it's, what, a 10-second delay that they could have? It says tape delay. When I hear tape delay, that's not a 10-second delay. Tape delay is in the game ended 30 minutes before or an hour earlier. So that, it's fine. You won't have a delay. Of course, there's already a delay on it. But you won't have a minute delay even. That's fine.
In most you games can't that be are having on a cable, half hour. You can do it. You can cuss on cable.
I won't be able to gamble on any of these games if you're going to have an hour tape delay.
You can. You'll find out real time. That will be
our tape delay. It's going to leak out. Are you kidding me? It's going to leak out.
Draft picks get leaked out.
That's a problem. That's going to cause major issues.
You'll be able to sit there and watch them. It's going to hurt the TV ratings, but you can find out who won the game.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
We can handle some cursing.
You want to know if you exactly? We can handle it because everybody's heard it before, and they're not saying anything that you haven't said in your house. We dropped a fridge on your foot or whatever. Even though you don't want to cuss, sometimes it just happens.
I mean,
that's real life. That is getting us real.
Every once in a while, an NFL game, they don't get it bleeped down in time. You'll hear someone cursing on the sideline. Every once in a while, on the
people
mic's
just want
up.
To be offended about that. Oh my God, he said a bad word. Oh, did he really?
I just don't want it to be tape delay. You want to, of course, have a delay. Even a minute's fine. But
it's like little Ralphie in A Christmas Story. He was changing tires with his dad, right?
Uh-huh.
And he let out profanity. And poor Fleck got the soap put in his mouth, and they asked the kid where he learned it from. He had learned it from his old man working on the furnace. People hear bad words. It's just what they do. But Ralphie blamed it on somebody
else. One of the things I was looking forward to for the NBA was the fact that I wanted the players mic'd up because it's going to be empty, and they get to watch the team that played before or after them.
I want real, and that's real.
Maybe can they have a separate?
Say it's not real, but that's real.
Can't they solve this? Have a tape delay on TNT and then have on NBA TV or you know whoever wants to figure it out. Have the raw, uncensored, oh my gosh, uncensored basketball. How dare we have that?
It's going to be funny because you know how people call in on golf rules sometimes? They're watching at home.
Nah, don't be that guy.
Well,
yeah.
In Major League Baseball, you can't spit. I mean, who's going to – I mean, how are they going to monitor that?
They're not. It's a recommendation. They're not going to be – who's pointing out that so-and-so spit in the outfield? Yeah, good luck with that.
I wouldn't hear the raw and since I mean, when you tape. Remember when the NBA Finals used to be on tape delay?
I don't remember. I do not remember.
But back
that.
In the day, they used to be on tape delay, like 1980 somewhere around
that would be.
But you've heard about it. You know that the NBA used to tape delay their finals.
I guess that maybe I'd heard that in passing, but
you know what? If they're all on cable, of course it's probably gonna be on ABC as well. But as long as they're on cable, you can technically cuss.
And the games are all day long.
That's why
too.
ESPN got away with the Michael Jordan documentary, right?
Now, that they still knew it was coming, and it wasn't crazy. They have no idea what's going to be said.
They still allowed it?
Yeah, they allowed it, but they have no idea. They still was edited, right? It wasn't bleep, but it was still edited. Like, if Michael Jordan would have gone on this, like, 30-second cursing rant, they wouldn't have had that still in the documentary.
No, it'd be fantastic.
So that's why it's different than the documentary. I know what you're saying. They've had it 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday night on ESPN during the Michael Jordan doc, but they still knew it was coming. They knew how limited it was. There was probably each episode had only like a handful.
Well, delay it by 10 seconds and get the bleeps out.
Well, like, that's what I agree.
Delay it 10 seconds. That's it. It's all you need.
That's what it hopefully
it's
will
like
be.
It's like we have a delay button in here in case we cuss.
Mm-hmm.
Just delay it. Look at award shows. You know? Don't they bleep those things out?
They do that live. Yeah, they do that live. Sometimes they don't catch them all. And it's okay. If one slips through.
Or something.
Well, that too. So the NBA considering a tape delay.
Dumb.
And I'm hoping this does not happen. That was so bad for the NBA Finals. You're right, though.
Yeah, they tape delayed them. It wouldn't work for the instant gratification gamblers.
No, that's exactly where I'm thinking. Maybe it's selfish, but I'm thinking of the live betting opportunities that
you
won't
exist.
You might
be able to bet on like who cussed first and all that.
Those prop bets. No, thank you. Stay away from those. I'll stay away from those. Not gonna get involved. You know what I did bet on?
Who's got the dirtiest mouth?
You know what I bet on? I did bet on the hot dog eating contest.
Did you really?
I actually did. The over 72.5 hot dogs for Joey Chestnut. He hit the over.
72.5? I would not have done that.
Really? I was feeling great the first 5 minutes when he was like at a 10 dog per minute rate.
Did he slow down?
He did slow down. He set the record. I don't mind watching it. I know there's a lot of people who don't watch it because they think it's gross, it's nasty, and I'll never dip a hot dog bun in water, okay? That's not a habit. That's disgusting. But we don't need to go Peter King on this whole thing either. Peter King said it's sinful, Bank. Sinful that ESPN broadcast the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Was it sinful that the hot dog eaters and Nathan's donated 100,000 hot dogs to a New York food bank? Was that sinful? Here's the reason I would have taken the under, though. It was climate controlled indoors.
Yeah, no,
and when you don't have the
sweating
other competitors and you don't have thousands of people cheering your name, hearing Joey, Joey, I thought that was going to limit him, to be honest with you. Not having that adrenaline in the fans. The fans, this is a fan activity.
I'm sure you were still cheering from home. I bet you were still chanting. Peter King tweeted out, never have, never will, not the point. The fact is, as far as supporting it, ESPN celebrates the birthday of our country by airing a gluttonous, vomitous, and grotesque event. Eating is not a sport. Competitive eating is a sin. Come on.
It's called a remote control, Peter.
I mean, just don't watch.
It is not a
don't
sin.
Watch. Don't watch.
You do this. I mean, these guys do other things, too. I mean, 121 Twinkies in 8 minutes, 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes. If you're not considering these guys athletes, I do.
I mean, it was so
Joey might be the greatest. Joey might be one of the greatest. He's the greatest of all time. We've got 13 mustard belts. The only time he didn't was when the Megan Toad beat him because he's going through a divorce. He was dating a competitive eater. It was engaged to her, and he ended up
the only stuff that's crazy is when I saw ESPN throw up. I will say this: when they throw up graphics and they put Bill Russell's name, Joey Chestnut's name next to Bill Russell,
Joey
get out of here. Though
has been in studio. He's set right there.
I've had him on a show before.
That
I know
chair
you've
right
had him
there held the great Joey Chestnut.
Yeah,
and he stood against this here banner. The great.
I've seen the photo of
Joey
you.
Chestnut. Great Joey. It's tradition.
Yeah, I have no problem watching it, and nobody should care that I watch it. But. I do go, you know, I need the hype man that he had behind him. My goodness.
George Shea.
Sure.
He owns Major League Eating.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why the whole Kobayashi thing, he had a problem. I know there's the Major League Eating. That's where Joey's, there's actually an organization, Alex.
Okay.
It's Major League Eating.
Yeah. Well, let's all relax. We don't need to freak out about watching competitive eating.
Still
all right.
It.
Coming up in 90 seconds, Serta will tell us the impact that AJ Green and Joe Burrow could have on the fantasy world during his fantasy flash. Plus, we'll get to what's trending and a review of a name. Could it end up in Kansas City as well?
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save at geico.com today.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one here on Cody and Gold. Baseball weekend testing. Well, for the Royals, there was the one positive test. It was Salvador Perez. He's asymptomatic. And Mike Matheny mentioned that months prior, at least weeks prior, that he had tested positive for COVID-19 as well. But all across baseball, that's not the case in terms of actually getting results. The Astros had to cancel workouts because they don't even have their results from Friday's testing. The Oakland A's in a similar situation with their lack of testing. The Blue Jays have some players that they couldn't bring with them from Florida because of unknown test results. Meanwhile, the schedule coming out in about 3.5 hours or so from now, 5 o'clock tonight, we'll find out who the Royals will open up this 2020 season with. But got to get the testing figured out. Fortunately, the Royals have been able to get their results fairly quickly and haven't had issue with that. But that's not the case for every team.
You know, it's not the Oakland A's haven't even practiced once because they can't get anything set. So everybody's having these practices. The Royals have been out there practicing in Zoom calls. A's have not done once. Matter of fact, the whole AL West is a mess right now. But I am looking forward to the schedule show. I tried and lobbied hard for a 3-hour show on this like I did football.
Schedule release.
We will talk about it during Virtual Royals, though. We will go through the schedule.
Right?
Yes, we are. So people want to check out.
Game by game?
610 Sports Space KC on YouTube or Facebook Live on 610 Sports. We will go through the schedule tonight. Kramer and I will during the Virtual Royals. Game 93 tonight.
All 60 games on the schedule.
Looking forward to
schedule
it.
Release. I'm excited about it.
And what's trending too? The Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians reviewing their team's nicknames. Both head coaches, Ron Rivera and Terry Francona, are on the side of doing this. They're not on the opposite side. They're on the side of doing this. And we've seen a lot of money pulled already from the big money people. Nike's not going to sell their gear. FedEx Fields where they play. And also the land for the stadium is having some federal problems where the Redskins would like to put their new where they'd like to move back where RFK is. So a lot of problems going on there.
We're going to talk more about this in just a second as well. And what does this mean for the Chiefs and the future there? As we know, some pressure has always been on Washington, some pressure on Cleveland, but haven't seen quite as much nationally on Kansas City. But could the Chiefs face some pressure as well coming up? Next up, though, on what's trending. According to multiple reports, the Ivy League coaches expecting their upcoming college football season to move from fall to spring. A vote will come on Wednesday. That would be the first league to actually move it. We had, of course, the discussion about high school football with Greg Jones from Liberty North High School about the potential and what Texas is also looking at, which is moving football to the spring. This is going to be very interesting. It's not the Big 12. It's not a SEC Power 5 school, but the Ivy League was the first conference to cancel their conference tournament back during basketball, which seemed a little crazy at the time. Are they first again when it comes to this? Hopefully not.
And really one of the flagship programs from that conference is Harvard. They're not going to have in-person classes. It's all going to be online. This is not the SEC. Had the SEC done it, everybody would have done it. But you can't have one league playing in the spring and another in the fall. That's why Craig Jones...
If any league could do it, though, the Ivy League could, right?
I guess. Not a lot of players. Of course, yeah. The great Ryan Fitzpatrick came out of the Ivy League. So we have to respect that. But the fact is, Greg Jones, this guy, Liberty North High School coach that came on with us at 1 o'clock, is for moving it down because he's not sure what to do. You know, you got Southern Missouri practicing since June. No area schools in the KC Metro have even allowed on campus. He doesn't know what to do. He's got 137 players. How do I space those guys out? Because you got to be between 30 and 30, right? How are you going to space out 137 guys? You're just not going to be able to dress out as many people. But, yes, I'm curious about that. Bad news for you, Alex.
Oh.
KU halting their march to a national title in football. they've suspended voluntary workouts. So the train off the track, so to speak, to get to the BCS, or not BCS, but getting to the college football playoffs on hold for Kansas.
It does hurt those chances, doesn't it? They've unfortunately saw an increase in positive tests, and so they're self-quarantining for 14 days. We know we've seen overall, they had the one positive test at one point for football, and that was when they first tested. That seemed pretty positive news, right? Overall, well, now 12 football players out of 164 student athletes tested, 16 positives, 12 football, 4 other sports, 45 student athletes currently in quarantine across all the sports there at KU.
You know what? I think what Coach Jones said rings true. You can make everything as safe as you want there. But players go off to pools, players go off to bars, players go off to do a thing. You can make everything you want as safe and sterile as you want while they're there. But then when they leave,
that's the difference between...
I thought that was interesting.
Difference between the professional sports and amateur sports, right? Professional sports, I have no problem. They need to be, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow, like potentially there's been some discussions even about fines taking place on the NFL route. You know, if you're a professional athlete, that is your job. To me, you should be held way more responsible to not be going out after your play.
Yeah, but Freddie Freeman, the elder rules, and got it.
But at the collegiate level, at the high school level, they're unpaid, okay? You're not doing that, nor should you be doing that. Now, we'll see what this means in terms of how the season goes forward. But yeah, not positive news there. Elsewhere, how about on the National Football League? News out of Denver, one report from 104.3 The Fan there that the Raiders, yes, that's a Denver reporter reporting on Raiders news, I understand. Raiders have extended an offer to Jadeveon Clowney. Two or three other teams have better offers. Gruden really wants him, but Davis and Mayock are standing pat for now. Gruden liked to up the offer. Interesting for the AFC West. We know Clowney has an offer from Cleveland, doesn't want to go there. He was just in Seattle. I know last week you guys, when you were filling in with Cody as well, and we had brought it up on the show, I think a few weeks even before that, about, you know, okay, if you're the Chiefs and the Chris Jones stuff, what if you were, prior to this, would have traded, too late now it seems like, but traded Chris Jones and signed Clowney instead and approached it from that realm. Now, it's certainly, 80% of the production that you would get, but would that have been a route that you could have gone?
Yeah, I would have gone that route. And look at the Raiders, would be a perfect fit for me. And the Raiders, to me, are a team that is drafted well and is ready for prime. They just don't have a quarterback. It's funny, I look at this thing, see Drew Lock's the second-best quarterback in the AFC West. And you know what? There's no tangible evidence that he is, but I would put him ahead of the pack at this point. And the Raiders do want to make a difference. Gruden usually gets what he wants. He wanted Antonio Brown. Matter of fact, I don't think Gruden wanted to get rid of him. I think Mayock did. Gruden ultimately controls what goes on there.
Lastly, on what's trending, Usman and Masvidal agreeing to fight in UFC 251 at Fight Island this Saturday. This thing came together quick. Yeah. This isn't a small fight. This is a big-time fight. Came together pretty quick. It's awesome to see UFC was able to put this one together. I'll be watching Saturday night Fight Island in Abu Dhabi.
It's awesome because we've heard about Fight Island for a while. Then Fight Island was called off, and now we actually have Fight Island for, 4 weeks?
I think it's 4 or 5 weeks.
Fighting on the beach? Grab your piña coladas and watch some UFC. Is that
what you're going to be consuming?
Yeah. No, there... I drink beer, but, you know, for be part of the experience, I will.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Again, Jay Binkley in for Cody Tapp today. Alex Gold, Steven Serto with you. And one of the things you had brought up during what's trending was what's going on in the nation's capital with the Washington Redskins and Dan Snyder and their owner, and they are reviewing the team's nickname. And based off the statement, if you're going to do a review, there's no way, certainly now more than ever, even though this has been discussed for really 10, 15, 20 years, you're not going to review it and keep the name. Okay, so they're going to need a new name. Can they get it done before the start of the season will be interesting. Ron Rivera said he would like to see that happen before the start of the season. How can you just with marketing and promotions, how can you actually... You know, it's July 6th. How can you, by the time you get to the training camp at the start of the season, go through a complete rebrand? I would imagine, maybe not because Dan Snyder's a different guy, that there's got to be some plans they had in their back pocket a little bit for this, whenever this day was going to come. Like, this isn't a stunner that they're going to, now with some extra pressure. This isn't something that people have wanted to change for a while, and rightfully so. But FedEx, Nike, the NFL as a whole, putting some pressure, financial pressure. It was either going to be owner pressure or financial pressure. And what won out here was financial pressure, it looks like, from FedEx and Nike, that Dan Snyder is going to be forced to change this. Or if you don't do it, you might be forced to sell the team. And if you were listening to like Tony Kornheiser at PTI, I think it was on Friday, he kind of mentioned that he feels like Dan Snyder doesn't have a choice anymore. He's pressured here. He's going to actually have to make a change. And other sports, other teams, Cleveland Indians, you can get into, should that be another team that should change? Washington, I feel like it is just, should be a no-brainer. It is something that should have been changed a long, long time ago to have that as their nickname.
Well, they thought about changing it for years. They've done the studies, and they've done the studies with Native Americans, whether they find the name offensive. They've gone out and done their work, but they haven't had the financial. There hasn't been the financial pressure that they're seeing now. I mean, they play on FedEx Field, and FedEx is one of the companies, and the supplier is Nike, and that's big. So when money talks is when things usually change. Now, they've had this pressure before, like you said. It's never gone away, but they haven't had the financial pressure like they face now, especially in these times when the money's all valuable. That's why the NFL is going to tarp off some areas and put things. You're not going to have the fans in there. You're losing some money. So this is... When money talks, that's when changes usually happen.
And by no means is this Ron Rivera's fault. The only thing I didn't understand about with Ron Rivera was it was maybe Monday of last week he had made the comment. He was doing an interview in Chicago, wasn't he? And he had made the comment that he didn't think this was the time and place for it to happen. And that didn't make any sense to me because, like, are you kidding me? This, if there's ever a time or place for the change to actually happen, it is present day. If it, you know, when else do you need a better time? And then in the statement that came out on Friday, he was in full support of it. Now, I know he's in a tough spot. He's the brand new head coach there, but he also has a guaranteed contract. He also, that's actually some leverage that he does have to have made a difference. He's not the problem here, but I didn't like the comment that he had on Monday and Tuesday, and then to come on Friday and all of a sudden act like he was all about it when Monday and Tuesday he was claiming, yeah, it's not the right time or place for this change. But what I wonder,
because there's financial pressure.
Yeah, that's yeah,
it's a big deal. There.
It's what changed.
It's gonna be.
And then the Cleveland Indians, who weren't at this time being pressured. Now they had controversy, and rightfully so. Again, I will say, when they had Chief Wahoo, who they got rid of 2 or 3 years ago, that caricature that certainly so many have been pushing for change. Now, there are fans that still wear it there. They're reviewing it. In fact, Terry Francona, who's the manager of the Indians, had this to say about their review process in Cleveland.
You know, I've been thinking about it and actually thinking about it before we put out that statement. I know in the past when I've been asked about whether it's our name or the Chief Wahoo, I think I would usually answer and say, I know that we're never trying to be disrespectful. And I still feel that way. But I don't think that's a good enough answer today.
So Cleveland reviewing it, and now that's two teams who I think are on different levels in terms of their nickname than Kansas City. But I think you have to at least think about it because – I believe they are, at least nationally, the next franchise that perhaps could be pressured and people question, and it's been questioned before, and people look at the name Chiefs, which when you compare it to Redskins or Indians, it is on a completely different level. I think where if they run into trouble, and where they've run into trouble in the past from some groups, has been what's within that, which is what? It is the tomahawk chop, or it's banging on the drum, or it's war paint, or certainly something that should, I mean, should already be banned, quite frankly, which is the headdresses. I'm sorry, that should absolutely not be worn at Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's just absolutely ridiculous. That should have already been taken care of. I would like, if there's anything that comes from this, that's what something I would like immediately to be addressed actually by the Chiefs and to not be allowed at Arrowhead going forward. But the name change or changing the logo, that doesn't make any sense if you do look at the back story of the name and also what Chief is used in a variety of titles and other things. It is not representing a race.
It was, it was named after the mayor at the time, Adriel Bartle, and it was a fan survey that did it, a fan vote that came with it, and also went into the theme the way Kansas City Athletics were. Royals, meaning royalty, the Kings were kings, the Monarchs. I mean, it kind of fit in with the theme. I mean, I'm sure it was one of the choices. Obviously, I went around when they had the fan. I was close to it, but I went around with the fan.
Figured you were,
vote.
Bink.
But I've never seen any. I've never really felt a negative connotation with the word Chiefs. To be honest, I just haven't. Now, maybe you could make the argument on the other ones. I get that, but I just have never got that with the Chiefs.
I definitely think
feeling or anything else.
I definitely think you can make the argument on the other ones, 100%.
Sure.
And I think it's pretty clear, and that's why I think we're seeing finally change with Washington. I just think it is so much different with the Chiefs name. Now, if you want to get into, they need to get rid of, as I said, with the chop and some of these other things, maybe so. Maybe that's something that absolutely should be reviewed, and they should continue and hopefully take some more input on that. But I don't think teams name their names
to be disrespectful. I mean, that's your team. That's your team name. I don't think there was disrespect intended anywhere.
Yeah, but if you're talking about Washington, it's pretty clear with Washington. I mean,
I know, but I just like with the Chiefs, there was never any disrespect.
Yeah,
mentioned.
It's more what's within it than the name Chief. The name Chiefs, the logo, Arrowhead Stadium, no, but I could see, you talk about the chop, I could see that. I could see war paint being problematic. The only thing I can see being problematic with the name with Bartle, former mayor, that you brought up was he was named Chief from this tribe that they created within the Boy Scouts. It wasn't a actual, he's white. Okay. He's, what are you creating your own tribe for within it? Like that, yeah. That's where you could have, if anybody wanted to pinpoint, that's what could happen. I don't think the name should change. And in fact, I'm pretty confident. I absolutely do not think the name should change, but
either.
When it comes to the drum, they just put up the drum deck just last year, or the tomahawk chop. Yeah, perhaps. And hey, look, full disclosure, like obviously we promoted a thing for the chop on this show a couple months ago. Okay. So if you've been at Arrowhead, you've done the chop. Let's be real. You've done it. But I think it's, if that's something that should potentially be reviewed. Yes. Everything else, it's different in Washington. It's different in Cleveland. Who knows what the Atlanta Braves, I even think the Atlanta Braves are on a different territory than the Indians in Washington.
I think the Chiefs would be far down the list. I think the Braves would be ahead of the Chiefs, to be quite honest with you.
I think they'd be ahead, but I also don't think they have much to worry about.
No.
It's more Cleveland and
Washington.
Now, what should the name be for Washington?
I don't think Florida State with the Seminoles, I don't think that'd be a problem either. But you never know. Colleges have changed their name. What, Fighting Hawks are the Fighting Sioux now? Or the Fighting Sioux are the Fighting Hawks now?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of colleges and high schools had changed. But what in Washington, by the way, the favorite 3-1 odds for Red Tails.
Which I can understand that because incorporates the military, Tuskegee Airmen. That makes sense being in D.C. with the military. And you keeping the name red. I know you're not a fan of keeping the word red, but I think.
I don't know if you want to keep the name red.
I think
red,
that keeps it more similar, less of an adjustment, but I think the name has some meaning to it.
Red Tails would be a complete flip in a way positive direction if you're talking about for Washington and their football team. All right, let's get to something good before we wrap things up today. And obviously the reason why it happening is it was sickening and terrible, but the good that came out with it and a gesture from a Kansas City Chiefs player, and that player being Frank Clark. We all knew, in fact, a week ago today, the terrible, terrible news out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a 4-year-old that was shot and killed while sleeping at his apartment. Just awful news to see. And Frank Clark, reports are, he has stepped forward, and he's going to pay for that family and that boy's funeral going forward. And we know Frank Clark, I think we did a something good on him. About a month or so ago, he was out in L.A., if I'm not mistaken, and he delivered 100 Little Caesars pizzas or whatever for a homeless population.
His whole car was full of pizzas.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a large amount of pizzas. And then to see him obviously stepping forward here to pay the cost of what is a terrible, terrible situation and terrible tragedy, that's definitely something good for me to see at least come out of an awful, awful scenario.
I think so, too. And I think a lot of times these guys will do good things that goes kind of unnoticed. You know, like a high school football trailer burned down, and they'll pay it. I mean, a lot of these things go on. It's not as publicized of what happens, but these guys actually do a lot of good. With Frank Clark really stepping up the way he's doing, I love it from Frank Clark. I think this is what you expect from certain of your athletes, and Frank Clark's living up to that. You know, you put your money where your mouth is and be about it. He's about it.
Yeah, we've definitely seen over this entire offseason through a variety of different causes, players on the Kansas City Chiefs step up in a very, very positive way. Looking ahead, though, to later on tonight on the schedule release, 5 o'clock. All right, 5 o'clock tonight. Schedule release comes out for Major League Baseball. It'll be on MLB Network this evening.
Look for the leaks.
You think this?
No.
I've seen a couple.
With baseball, the way things are working right now, yes.
I've seen a couple of the schedules. I think the Pirates and Cardinals reportedly are going to open up, or the Cubs are going to open up on the road at 6 p.m. on ESPN. We don't know their opponent. So maybe
some
Cardinals
of that are going to be playing at the Field of Dreams now. That's the substituted team.
Up there in Iowa. I did see that as well. I saw maybe that stuff leaks out, but overall, yeah, I'm more excited for the schedule release than normal because the potential first 10-game stretch being so much more magnified than we have. Everybody's excited for opening day and who you open up the season for, obviously. But when you only have 60 games, it's going to matter how the first 10 games lays out for you. Do you luck out to some extent? Are you playing, you know, the toughest team from the AL Central? Are you playing the Twins or Indians versus playing the Tigers or White Sox, or playing the Pirates versus playing the Cardinals or Cubs?
Are you home or are you away to start the season to get a good start? Because I do think there is some importance to playing your first series or couple series at home because you're familiar with the situation.
And you don't have to risk the hotel.
Then you're traveling and, yeah, you're staying at a hotel, different things. I think the advantage goes to plays their first series at home. Now, will Major League Baseball give extended home series to certain teams? How's going to determine that? It's going to be 3 games at home, then 3 games at road. Or are you going to give some team a 7 or 10 game homestand to begin the season? To me, that's not fair. So how are they going to divvy up that? And obviously with certain cities and certain restriction, is Major League Baseball taking a look at that? I'm sure this wasn't easy. These schedules usually take a lot of time to put in place anyway. And the fact that they had to, you know, recreate a new schedule mid-season like this presented a lot of problems. But I do feel there's a big advantage to having your first couple of games at home.
Oh, I would agree with that. 40 games in division.
Not that it matters because there's not going to be fans, but
you're just saying comfortability and because of the testing and everything like that. 40 games in division, 20 games in interleague. Let's get the final word.
The final word.
All right, final word today. It does relate to Major League Baseball, and it's that, hey, look, all these discussions that we had for 2.5 months about financials for baseball players and owners, we knew all along the biggest obstacle was going to be health protocol and the pandemic. And what happened today? What happened over the weekend? We saw multiple teams not being able to even get results back from tests. That is extremely frustrating. We've seen players speak out about it. Fortunately, here in Kansas City, the Royals have been on top of it. They've got a good relationship, clearly, with whoever they're working with for testing. They've been able to get results. They have the one positive test. It's Salvador Perez. And hopefully that continues in terms of the low number and also the testing. But the Astros can't even get a result back from Friday. How are you supposed to proceed? This is what happens when you lay something out quickly on paper, but you don't know how to fully execute it. I know it's a team-by-team situation, Bank, but man, this can't be happening if you're trying to play baseball games in 3 weeks.
In the state where they closed the bars, they're not having their testing. Again, this isn't high school baseball. This is Major League Baseball. It's the billion-dollar industry. It's kind of nice for once to sit here and look at the Royals being the model organization in baseball. They're all talking
how they handle the minor leaguers. Yeah,
they love the way the Royals have handled things, and things have gone smooth. Now, keep in mind, it has not gone smooth for most of these teams. Blue Jays, a terrible mess.
We're back at it tomorrow from 10 to 2. We'll talk with Danny Welniak of KCTV5. We'll look at that Royals schedule. But up next, we hand it off to The Drive.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.